Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Freshman? Is that the name of that song? That song was a banger in its time. Probably mid to late 90s is my guess. All right, every Wednesday we do NFL power rankings. I feel like last week, was last week Thanksgiving? I don't even know what week it is. I feel like maybe we didn't get to them last week, but you ready to rock me?
Let's go.
Let's do this. Who's the top team in the NFL now?
New England.
New England?
Yep.
Wow. You buy the Pats.
I'm buying the overall team at this point.
You think they're a Super Bowl winner?
I can't say right now.
So,
you ask me who's the best team right now, I think they are. I think their offense is good, their defense, and they damn make special team plays on a regular. Not just returning, they cover and everything else. And I believe having Vrabel is a big part of that.
A dude like Vrabel is the real deal, man, and he's going to take all three phases seriously. I think the Patriots have the best record in the NFL. Yeah, they're the only team in the NFL with 11 wins. How about this, B? The Pats have 11 wins. The Broncos have 10. No NFC team even has double digits. Kind of interesting.
Yeah.
All right, so I think you made a very strong case why it should be the Patriots. We always go with NFL.com. What's my man's name? Eric Edholm is the author that we always go with. Who do you think they've got? Because it's not New England.
Who they have? I don't have a clue. They don't have them.
Rams.
The Rams just lost to Carolina.
Edholm writes, I checked the manual, and it turns out the Super Bowl contenders are allowed to lose close late-season games on the road to teams fighting for their playoff lives.
He sounds a little biased right now.
Yeah. Because these are arbitrary and capricious and, frankly, kind of just the content game, like, what I love about NFL power rankings is you can debate them any way you want, but they are not at all conditional to how the playoffs operate. The problem with college football playoffs is rankings matter because it's all about who gets in, right?
Yeah.
In the NFL, it's all going to sort itself out anyway.
Yeah.
But I do think it's a little nuts to not have, at this point, New England or Denver. I mean, both those teams have won nine or ten in a row.
You just look at the teams, okay, and you look at offense and defense and special at all three phases. I think at this point, New England is better suited than the rest of the guys. Offensively, the Rams are very good. Defensively, they're good. Special team, they're all right.
Remember when everybody was screaming about Emmanuel Forbes for that week after the Rams?
Yeah, and they went away from it real quick.
Like, what you said then was so accurate that happy Forbes is finding some success, but I don't think it was going to happen here, period.
Yeah.
We also, have dramatically overstated his success, is all I'm saying.
He had a good game.
Yeah.
And people made that into, oh, look how great he is.
Again, and in that game, Tampa was down the
top
four.
How many games had he played?
Right.
Okay, and then when you saw the next game, he played more like he did here than he did in that game that he played. And everybody lost their damn mind, right?
Right.
And anybody that want to start telling me about St. Jude, shut the hell up. He ain't good. He's the grabbingest guy in the world. When you panic at cornerback and you start grabbing, that's the way you end up out the league. He doesn't panic and reach and look. He panics and grabs. So when you can't cover and you're constantly getting 15-yard penalties, don't tell me how good he is. He's not that good.
His contact with his hands, this is perhaps silly. You know how occasionally I have weird theories. St. Jude's grew up a hockey player, not a football player. Mm-hmm. He started to play football later in his life. Hockey, they're always grabbing. You get down near the boards, you get in front of the goal, like, they're grabbing, dude. I think there's just some, like, intrinsic, I'm going to grab this dude.
Intrinsically, he basically understands, I'm out of position. And you watch guys. Okay, I'm going to just go this far. I'm 57. Darryl has to be 64 right now. Darryl Green.
Okay, I've heard of him.
And you watch Darryl Green. He trains cornerbacks and speed guys. This dude has extreme confidence in his ability. He still does stuff he was doing when he was playing and before he got to be the guy with a name that we all recognize. I've never seen anybody discuss or see him after practice, talking about St. Juice, working on his skills. See, I know if people see a guy do something one time, they lose their damn mind or whatever. The thing about football is you have to constantly work on it to where you get to a point where you don't have to think about it. It just happens. You know, I tell you all the time, when you're thinking on the football field, you're in trouble. You have to just react on the football field. And when you watch him, it's like he goes like, oh, I don't feel him. Grab him. Instead of like, I don't feel him, take a look at the damn ball. You're 6'2", 6'3", dude. You have what everybody that plays cornerback wants, length. A lot of time when you watch him grab, if he had just done this, he knocks the ball down. But that's not naturally what he does. So when you work on stuff at a certain level, you always can fall back on it. I always tell people, when I see a guy doing something, when he's starting to panic or get into a bad situation, it tells me, does he work on his craft or not? And the way he grabbed, he wasn't working on his craft like he's supposed to be.
There you have it. That was a good little breakdown, B. I think Ed Holm does a good job. I think there's a reason we go with Eric's power rankings week after week. I can't agree with these today. He started with Rams, Seahawks at 1-2, then Denver, then New England.
He put Denver in ahead of New England?
New England is fourth.
He crazy as hell.
I'll read this. Monday smelled like a potential trap game coming in, but the Patriots quickly dispelled that notion with a dominant first half showing against the Giants, taking a 30-7 lead into the locker room. Drake May earned more MVP chance. The defense held New York to 239 total yards, and Marcus Jones housed another punt. If May wins MVP, it's because he's been consistently good or better in pretty much every game since the Week 1 loss to Vegas, which certainly will go down as one of the most shocking results of the season. Ever since then, the Pats have improved vastly, becoming a complete football team. They might not dominate in a lot of areas outside of May making tougher plays look easy, but they also don't have many glaring weaknesses. Injuries have sunk their teeth into the starting lineup a bit, but the replacements really stepped up on Monday night. New England's 11-2. I don't think they've lost in months.
It's been a while. They won like,
they've
nine,
won 10 in a
nine,
row.
10 in a row?
They probably haven't lost since September. Mm-hmm. If you want to question the Pats,
listen, man,
I think they're pretty damn good.
Eventually, when a team wins that much, you have to start taking that they are good. It's not like they're playing Podunk High School.
Right.
You know, every other week. They're playing professional football team and they're winning every week. And you have to give credit to that when they do it every week.
Right.
You know, and when I'm watching that game, I understand it's hard for people to give, like, the new team some level of respect. Hell, I'm that way sometimes myself. When you watched that game the other night,
that was an ass kick.
Offensively, they made every play they were supposed to make. Defensively, they made plays. And then the intensity I saw them play on special teams, that tells me that's a well-coached damn team.
Our boy Jeffrey tends to agree with the power ranks. Jeff, you don't think New England should be that high?
Not really. Only because the teams they've beat, I mean, they did beat the Bills. But other than that, Jets, Dolphins, Falcons, Saints, Titans, Browns, Bengals, Giants, all those teams are struggling.
And they beat every one of them handily.
Yeah, but that's why I'm saying, that's why I think that they're not as high as you would think because of their schedule.
Okay. Beat the Bills in Buffalo. Beat the Bucks in Tampa.
That's two hell of wins right there.
Now, the Bucks outlier and the Bills, that's a division game. So, like, it's just like we could have had a bad season as Washington and we beat Philly on a good year that they had. So that's just
what's the average margin of victory?
I can give you their point differential. Point differential plus 110.
Okay.
That is best in the AFC and third best in the NFL. Now, if you want to talk point differential, though, in these power ranks, they went Rams, Seahawks, 1-2. Mm-hmm. Seahawks have the best point differential in the NFL, plus 133. Mm-hmm. Seahawks, when they win, they beat people's asses. Mm-hmm. And the Rams are second at plus 124.
Okay. Was it when? Who did they lose to?
The Rams have lost to the Niners, the Panthers, and who is their third loss? I'm trying to pull it up, but the internet is challenging
today. They're squirrely today.
Rams lost to the Eagles. That's right. Week three. I don't know, man. The top of the NFL is super interesting, and the good news is they play it out on the field. So he goes Rams, Seahawks, Broncos, Pats. How would you assign that?
I'll put the damn New England Patriots first. I'll probably I'll bring the Rams after that because I don't think the defense of Wichcomb is as great as they said they were. Talking about the Broncos. I'll go with the Broncos, then I'll go with the Seahawks.
Who would you have fifth?
Kind of a toss up just still there. Well, I would probably go
Chicago.
I totally forgot about Chicago. They roll right up in there. I may put Chicago prior in front of Seattle.
Really?
I'm kind of on the side of Landy now. I think Sam Darnold's starting to wake up. He's been having a night great dream. He's laying down next to Salma Hayek and Halle Berry, and all of a sudden he looked over and he saw Shrek. Starting to wake up now.
The first half of that Vikings game was closer than I think people realize. Darnold got sacked four times in the first half, and it was a strip sack. He fumbled. They had a pick six. They were going up against Max Brosmer, who threw four interceptions. Mm-hmm. The Bears, meanwhile, went into Philly and
they handled them,
controlled it.
Yeah, they handled them.
Where are you on Green Bay though?
That team is mysterious to me. I think everyone is still on the night they played us. They haven't played like that since. They've been on a roller coaster ride since then.
They have played well of late. They did have that kind of mid-season swoon, I would say. But you get Packers-Bears this weekend. So
we'll see what happens.
We're going to see something on the field.
The mindset could be different next week. But not right now.
Pack have now won three in a row, and they host Chicago at Lambeau. So you had Bears four or Seahawks?
Bears.
All right, I'm tweeting out the B-Mitch power ranks. Maybe we make our own column here. Pats, Rams, Broncos, Bears, Seahawks. Bang. What do you make of the Colts as they are kind of
What I make of the Colts is
they're taking on water.
Stop Jonathan Taylor from running. You could beat their ass.
Daniel Jones playing with a broken bone in
stop
his leg.
Stop Jonathan Taylor from running. You beat them.
And the AFC South now, man, Jacksonville's playing well, and Houston's playing well.
Houston right now, defensively, is a problem for people.
White Brian, give me AFC South playoff odds, please. Or maybe I'll actually be able to pull something up on my computer. Houston's defense down the stretch, I feel like, might be enough.
The thing about them is it's not like, you know, you go into most games and you're like, okay, we have to stop this guy. So you can put a double team over here with a third guy watching them, right? Against Houston, you got to think about both of those guys. And if you put two out here, those two guys inside are giving your offensive line better be dominant. Because they're going to give them
the
pure
Colts
hell.
The Colts are at plus 135, Jags at plus 140, Texans at plus 310.
I might smell a wager there.
They're not giving them like
50 to win 150?
The thing I love about which column is this, about the Houston defense right now, they give you hell off the edges. But then up the middle, they don't give you a lot of place to step up. So you watched the other night when Drake May was about 7 yards deep.
Chilling.
He slid up to four and delivered the football. He don't have that against Houston, the way that they've been playing. And Anderson and the other dude off the other edge, they are beating the hell out of every tackle they see. So if they can get the edge and crowd it up the middle, you're going to see some sacks where the guy going to just get swallowed up. Point blank.
Yeah. Houston's playing good ball, man. They've won four in a row, and they've won two of those, I think, with Davis Mills at quarterback. I think the Colts are going the wrong way. Team that we're not really talking about, but maybe we should be, the Niners. Kyle's doing a hell of a job with that team, man. They got injuries everywhere. They are a half game back in the NFC West. They get a bye this week. Maybe they get healthier. White Brian, what are odds on the NFC West? Rams, Seahawks, Niners all have 9 wins. What does Vegas see there?
You say what?
I was asking for odds of the NFC West.
Oh. Rams at minus 145, Seattle at plus 210, Niners at plus 500.
The Niners' problem is their quarterback right now. Dallas is probably as hot as they come offensively. I'm still not overwhelmed with their defense. They won that game against the Eagles. What was it, 31-28? No, that was against the Chiefs. And you gave up 28 points, man. So if anybody hinders their offense, I think you can still score on their defense.
Dallas, they have them at 16. Honestly, that seems kind of low the way they're playing right now.
Yeah, but still,
they just beat Philly and KC in five days.
It's because of that defense still.
Yeah.
That you know,
since they got Quinnen Williams,
they
though,
gave
it's
up 28 against the Chiefs. How many they gave up against the Eagles?
Well, it was 21-0. I don't think Philly scored again.
They gave up. They're averaging 24 points a game. They're giving up. That's not fantastic
Williams.
Defense.
No, it's not. The Cowboys currently are not great defensively. The defensive rankings are bad. They are 31st in points allowed, 29th in yards allowed, but they're first in yards gained, second in points scored. Now, they traded for Quinnen Williams right around Halloween, right? In 4 games since they've had Williams, they gave up 27 to the Cardinals. If Dallas misses the playoffs, they're going to point to a 27-17 loss to Arizona at home as the reason. So they gave up 27 to the Cardinals, only 16 to the Raiders. Raiders are terrible. That was a Monday night game, I think. 21 to the Eagles, 28 to the Chiefs. I want to do this. Let's open these phones. Who's the best team in football? I don't think there's a clear-cut answer. We'll go through the remainder of the power ranks. Where does Washington land? Where do the Eagles land? Nobody go anywhere. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's B. Mitchell, JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn to Rood. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
The best part with Rood, the systems are whisper quiet, so you get no more of those noisy interruptions, just peace of mind. Rood's got the variable speed compressor, which ensures precise temperature and humidity control, operating efficiently even in the extreme conditions. You know what I love? It's fireplace season. We've had a couple fires in the fireplace, decorating the Christmas tree and stuff. And with our old HVAC, when we had a fire downstairs, upstairs got cold as hell. I don't really know how that works, but it would always happen. With the Rood system, upstairs maintains the comfortable temperature even when we have the fire going downstairs. Plus, you can save a bunch of money. You could qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Check out Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more.
Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood,
it ain't right. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Some news here. The Terps have officially signed 5-star edge rusher Zion Elie, officially the highest-ranked recruit in University of Maryland football history. So that's dope. Kid out of Baltimore. Love to see that. I got some more news for you, Brian. I bet you're not ready for this. You ready for this?
Got it.
The Washington Spirit announced Haley Carter as the club's president of soccer operations, and promoted Nathan Minion to general manager, effective immediately.
All right.
I'm not in charge of Spirit, But whatever they're doing is working. Mm-hmm. So promote the people you got to promote.
There you go.
That one seems pretty easy to me. Landy, I don't know if we got callers. I know I mentioned it briefly. If we have them, tell me. Otherwise, I am curious who you boys in the aquarium say is the best team in football. B says the Patriots. I'm tempted to agree with you, Brian. They do everything right. So I don't really get going elsewhere. I'm a noted Rams supporter. Like, I'm not asking who's going to win the Super Bowl, because mm-hmm. I think that's a different question. Yeah.
See, that's not what I'm answering either. So
I think the best team in football right now, though, is a different question. I think Big G and Sterling is on the line. Big G.
What up, G?
Who's the best team in football?
I want to go with B-Mitch, but I'm going to say Seattle, if they can keep that dude from not throwing a whole bunch of interceptions, but they cooking on all cylinders also. So you got to look at them, too.
All right.
So you're saying Seattle?
Yeah, he said Seattle.
All right. I'm not mad if you say Seattle. I think this is a week you can say a whole bunch of different teams.
If they can stop that dude from throwing interceptions, that dude is Darnold.
Their quarterback. Phone lines are open. Who's the best team in football? White Brian, who's the best team in football?
It's not still Auburn. The Rams.
Still the Rams. Even though New England has two more wins than them.
Yeah, the Rams have good losses. I think the Panthers are sneaky good.
I think the Panthers might win the NFC South. I've been saying that for a little while now. Landfill, who do you say is the best team in football?
Probably the Patriots.
Why?
They have the best record.
Facts. Nothing but facts coming from Landfill.
Landy.
I think the Giants are a little too low here. The Eagles, they have it 10th, Brian.
You say the Giants are too low?
I think the Cowboys are a little too low, pardon me. The Eagles,
the Giants should be as low as you can bid them.
The Eagles are at 10. Does that seem fair?
Yeah, it seems fair because they're not consistent. They lost back-to-back weeks, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and I don't know what's going on. Like, I know they talk a lot about they don't have any problems going on and this, that, and the other. Something happening. Because the running game is nothing like it was before. And you saw the Tush Push get stopped the other day?
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, man, something's going on.
Eagles are 22nd in the NFL in rush yards.
But that's it's been proven. You go for 320 or more, 330 or more, the next year is not the same. And what was it, Dave Zangaro who said people haven't looked at the offensive line? That offensive line is not blocking like they did last year.
Jalen Hurts only has two interceptions on the year.
Yeah, he rarely throws the ball down the field.
I know.
I mean, listen, people get caught up in the no interceptions, but he's averaging about 140 yards a game.
209, which is frankly higher.
That's higher than way higher than I thought, because I've seen games where he had 100-something yards passing.
Yeah, that is higher than I would expect, too.
Yeah.
Washington, coming off of a good loss. Commanders land at number 23 on the ranks. This is the highest they've been in a while.
Hey, it is what it is. Can't be mad at it.
I'll read now.
And who's going to argue and say they should be higher?
Not me. Reading now from NFL.com, two straight overtime losses won't be salve for a lost season, but it could be an indication that this team will be competitive down the stretch and, with Jaden Daniels expected to return shortly, perhaps capable of winning a few games. No one chooses to play the role of spoiler, but that's exactly what the Commanders can be, finishing the season with two games against the Eagles sandwiched around one versus the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. That also could serve another purpose heading into the offseason. The Commanders need to know how close they are to competing. With reduced draft capital, they'll be limited in what they can do to upgrade their roster, but if the Commanders show they can compete, it could help shape the offseason plan accordingly, something that you and I have said on this program repeatedly. Mm-hmm. Against Denver, the offensive line did a fairly excellent job, and the receivers made plays, giving the impression that this attack, once again, can be dangerous in a similar form next season. They need to know that their plan would have worked if everybody didn't get hurt.
Yeah.
All right, we got a couple calls.
They need to know it was better than what the hell they've seen.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Sam is in Gainesville. Sam, who's the best team in football?
Hey, guys. Good to talk to you. It's been a while. Best team in football, in my opinion, is the New England Patriots for two reasons. Their coach and the quarterback. Coach is really, really good. We know that. Vrabel's a great coach. Drake May's playing lights out. It's frustrating because I never want him to do better than Jaden Daniels, but it is what it is. But listen, guys, if you don't mind, my son and I have a fierce debate. Can I ask you your opinion regarding a Commander's draft pick and the debate we're having? Is that okay?
Yeah, fire away, dude. Right. Go for it.
Okay. Here's the scenario. If the Commanders could guarantee taking a wide receiver that was Jamar Chase, okay, or a defensive lineman that was Micah Parsons, who are you taking? And I said Micah Parsons, and my son, who thinks he knows everything about football, is saying Jamar Chase. I would love to get your answer on that.
Well, in this day and age, I might take Jamar Chase, too. I don't know. I mean, you can't miss with either one of them. You got a guy to anchor your defense, or in a passing league where you can't touch him, and you got a Jamar Chase ability. Can you imagine Jamar Chase on the field with Jaden?
No.
I think you can't miss in that.
Yeah, dude.
I think both of y'all could be right, man.
Generally, I would side on the pass rusher, but Chase is an exceptional talent, too. That's a good debate.
Yeah, that's a good debate. I think both of y'all are smart.
Let's go to John in Stafford. John, who's the best team in football, dude?
I got to tell you right now, man. Look, hey, man. Hey, B. Mitch. Hey, J.P. Finley. Hey, look.
What's up, man?
I don't like them Dallas Cowboys. I think them dudes suck. I think they're the worst. But what I'm going to tell you is this, man. They lead the league with like 393 yards total offense every game, and they're like 12 yards above everybody else. Now, but look, man, look, their defense sucks. Their defense gives up like 350 yards a game. Now, I don't know if but I'm kind of stupid, but look, 390 minus 350 is about 40-yard difference. Look, man, that's like a whole field or half a field on a short punt that will allow – for them Cowboys to score some more. Look, I hate them. I think they suck. Dak Prescott's pretty good. He went to that great state of Mississippi State football team and did a great job. But, you know, look, I know their record ain't the best, but that offense, man, when it comes down to it, it's pretty good. And let me tell you, we're getting late here in the daggone season, and that season – is about to come to an end and go in the playoffs, and man, they might be getting hot. That George Pickens and that CeeDee Lamb, man, but they do it all right, man. I like y'all. I hope y'all do a great job.
So, are you telling us that Dallas? You think Dallas is the best team in the NFL?
Damn,
that's what I wanted to know. Because like
that call was wild. I love that guy.
I like that accent, but was he trying to tell us that Dallas is the best team?
I don't know
what he's trying to say.
I don't know.
On the screen call, he said he don't like them, but they are the best team in football right now.
No.
Wow.
Their offense might be better than anybody.
Yeah.
But their defense is not.
Jeff, I love that caller. What was his name?
John in hold on.
John in Kentucky.
Petrosi. John in Stafford.
Stafford.
I want,
he's not really from Stafford.
I want John and Stafford to know he gets fast-tracked anytime he calls.
It
reminded me of a country dude trying to do Jeff's Fred Smoot impression. Like, not trying to do Fred, but trying to do Jeff's version of Fred. And
he was just speaking his regular voice.
Hey.
Like that, man.
If Smoot's available, Smoot, what do you think of John and Stafford's claim that the Cowboys are the best team in football?
Your boy John been down there drinking too much whiskey.
He drinking that moonshine.
And moonshine.
Let's sneak one more in here. Our guy Shane is in Fairfax. Shane, who's the best team in football?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey, I hate to say it because I hate the Patriots. You know, how many parades do they need? I mean, but it's got to be the Patriots right now. May's playing like an MVP. They got the coach of the year, and it just goes to show you coaching is everything. Look at that organization, and now look at it. And it's you know, it's damn sure it ain't the Commanders this year. Let's call it that for damn sure. But It's got to be the Patriots right now. The defense is legit. The quarterback is probably the best quarterback in the league right now. He's playing lights out. And I hate to say it, but Stephon Diggs, he may get up there and mess around and get a ring. I mean, that's how good this team is right now. They're hot at the right time, and they can run the football, and they play good defense. That's basically what you want, right?
Yeah.
Actually, what we need to do is take a blueprint from the Patriots. Adam Peters needs to sit there and with the Patriots organization and start taking some damn notes. Let's call it what it is.
Pats have been good, man. They are they're performing well in all three phases. Going to be interesting to
see. It goes year to year, man.
Going to be interesting to see what they get when we get December. Football is great, but January is when it matters. Yep. Nobody go anywhere. We got to make some bets, wrap up the program. Grant and Danny getting set to start at 2 p.m. It is B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel is the number one sportsbook for same-game parlays. From points and rebounds to threes and assists, FanDuel is the best place to combine your favorite picks into a same-game parlay or track every stat live, all in one easy-to-use app. And right now is the perfect time to join, because new customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So bet on the players you love the way you want. Head to FanDuel.com/Brian to sign up today. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Trying to figure out the best team in the NFL. I think you can make a real case for New England, Denver, Rams, Seahawks. But, dude, I don't think you can leave out Packers, Bears, or Niners, frankly. I think the Bills are just too schizophrenic. I think the Eagles are in the midst of another late season fall apart. You never know with the Philly, man. That thing is just so crazy and can swing so many different directions. As for 23rd for Washington, I think it sounds dead on, honestly. They're better than they showed during that terrible month where they were getting their ass kicked every week by, I mean, they made history. It'd been almost 25 years since a team lost four straight by 20 or more. Three touchdowns. I mean, what an embarrassing stretch that was. This is pretty wild. In the power ranks, they have the Chiefs 19th. And I think you can argue that's correct, man. Kansas City probably needs to run the table to get in. Pittsburgh. I'm fascinated to see what they do there with Mike Tomlin. Ownership seems to keep running it back. You just wonder if maybe like a change of scenery would do all parties well there. But until Pittsburgh does something about their quarterback situation, I don't think much is going to change there. Looking at the bottom of the NFL, I wonder how far White Brian's Giants have fallen. So the Raiders are the worst team in football. Then the Titans. Titans kind of cover sometimes. Then they've got the Saints, who are also terrible. Tyler Shook's been okay, but man, does he turn the ball over a little bit. Giants at 29. 29 sounds fair. The Giants aren't worse than the Saints, the Titans, or the Raiders.
Nah, nah.
And the Jets showing a little spunk late. How about this, Brian? Are you ready for this? The Cleveland Browns have opened up the 21-day window for Deshaun Watson. Mr. Randy Watson.
And what'd that mean?
Not much.
Yeah. You got to pay him no matter what. So
the only thing that I get mad about with the Cleveland conversation, people said Cleveland was setting Shedeur Sanders up to fail. Cleveland sets up every quarterback they have to fail. Cleveland's terrible.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Gabriel was terrible. Flacco couldn't win there. He went since he was able to win a couple games. Cleveland's just terrible. And now, who knows what will happen, but more and more of these mock drafts, we're starting to get to mock draft season. People are saying Cleveland's going to take the Indiana quarterback.
He probably should hope that doesn't happen.
You're not wrong.
He probably said, no, please don't do that.
Anywhere but Cleveland.
I'm going back to school.
So Dane Brugler, a guy whose draft coverage I like a lot, works for The Athletic. He has the Browns trading up with Tennessee to take Fernando Mendoza, quarterback out of Indiana.
Okay.
Then the Raiders, who obviously need to take a quarterback, taking Dante Moore, the kid from Oregon.
Mendoza's had a very good year.
Yeah.
What did he do before last year?
He was good. I think he was at Cal. And Cal's not a very good team, but I think Mendoza is an intriguing prospect. None of these guys, to me, are the types of quarterbacks that were in the Jaden, Drake May, Caleb class.
That's what I'm saying. Like quarterbacks like him have a great year, and they get drafted by a franchise like Cleveland, and then we don't hear from them. You know, John Thompson would always say, the best player go to the worst team, for the most part. That's not normally a recipe for success.
No. In Dane Brugler's first mock draft, Commanders draft 6th, and they get Reuben Bain, edge rusher out of Miami. I would be cool with that. Bain is a player, man. All right, every day we make bets. It's called Herd It Here First. Let's do it.
Let's Herd It Here First.
Damn, dude. I just saw this. Penn State has lost so many recruits now to Virginia Tech, mm-hmm. where James Franklin's coaching. And today is signing day in college football.
Mm-hmm.
Penn State, guess where their recruiting class is now?
Where?
150th.
But see, that is where people like to make those comments about, man, the guys, they go to the school because of the school. No, 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 no. Coaches have influence. And they normally go wherever that coach is. The coach is talking to them. The damn school ain't talking to them.
Penn State's current recruiting class is one spot behind South Dakota State and one spot ahead of Prairie View A&M.
Damn.
I imagine the budgets for those football programs are quite different.
Very much.
All right, let's make some bets. White Brian, how'd we do last night?
They better figure out who they are going to coach them.
Lanville and B-Mitch won.
Hell yeah.
Bow! Is B 4-0 to start the week again?
3-0.
He always parlays. Did you not parlay last night?
I didn't yesterday.
Okay. Well, there you go. All right, who wants what?
I'm taking the Knicks.
Auburn Tigers, -7.5.
Auburn Tigers.
Hoops, I assume?
Cobbin State, +31.5. I don't think that is happening.
Who's Cobbin State playing?
West Virginia Mountaineers.
Drinking beer, Mountaineers. I met the
half, right?
Derek Carter. Shout out to him. B's taking the Pistons. No Wiz, no Caps tonight. Buddy. I will take, I'm going to the association tonight. I don't know that I'm betting the association very much. I'm going to take the Indiana Pacers +8.5 at home. That's what I'm going to do.
Parlay alert.
Pistons. Wow, did you hear me coming?
Yeah, me too.
Let me take
do it quick.
Portland Trailblazers.
Give me NC State +7.5.
With the Pistons.
Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Thank you to John Talty for joining us. Thank you to Neil Greenberg for joining us. Grant and Danny coming your way next. Thanks to everybody that called. You made it this far. I owe you some Chick-fil-A.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.